Another guilt-inducing cartoon study. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Could SpongeBob be harmful to your child?
Well, you know the answer to that question.
Half of the 4-year-olds watched the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants.
What do you do next?
Afterwards, those kids had trouble paying attention.
No, don't!
What was better for the 4-year-olds was a slower-paced PBS show like Caillou.
Caillou felt bad about not letting Leo wear his hat.
And as a parent, you're wondering, will it ever be safe again to plop my child in front of a TV? Well, here's my idea. Today, TV production is within reach of anybody. You can do it on your phone now. So young couples, once they know they're pregnant, need to start taping their own children's shows, teaching the alphabet, reading stories. You can record entire seasons before the kid arrives, and then, as the kid's growing up, that's what he watches. No commercials, no controversy, no danger some new study will make you feel guilty, because you've got the Mom Channel. Children, this is a dishwasher. After supper, while Mommy and Daddy are relaxing, here's how you scrape off the food, load the soap, and push the button. Or, my personal favorite, the Dad Channel. Hi, kids. This is Dad. Today, we're going to have fun with paint, but not those tiny paintbrushes that you see in those other TV shows. Look at this. This is a power sprayer. And you see this over here? This is our house. And you're going to cover that ugly color with this new pretty color while Daddy's inside watching a very educational sports channel. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.